The Walker administration told state agencies in October to come up with plans to lapse a combined $174 million to the state's general fund in case tax revenues were weaker than expected. The administration would have had the UW bear the brunt of that, calling for a $65 million lapse from the university. But UW System President Kevin Riley told the Board of Regents today that he's had a productive dialogue with Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch.
As of today, those lines of communication remain open, and I remain hopeful that DOA will reconsider UW's share of the new budget lapses.
Riley says both sides reached a mutual agreement that the UW would hold off on submitting its plan for absorbing the lapse in state funding. The UW's report was originally due on November 7th. Riley says the UW has stressed how difficult this lapse would be, on top of the $250 million cut the university took in the state budget.
When we took the original $250 million cut, which is tied for the largest cut in UW history, we didn't complain at all. Not at all. And we've said that to DOA. Now we think this disproportionality of the lapse on top of that is something we do need to speak up about.
A spokesman for the Department of Administration did not return a call this afternoon. The department has some discretion on whether to pursue these cuts. If the economy remains steady or improves, it might let all agencies off the hook. But if the economy falters, the budget lets the administration call for an even bigger lapse. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.